Let us pray. Father, you have woven into us the fabric of your very being. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be accepted in your sight. O Lord, our Lord, who binds us together in you. I think some of us have still got a little bit of residual from colds and things like that. That's all it is with me. Heather's not here because I shared my flu with her. She didn't want to share it with you. So this scripture that we've just read is one of the most intricate and intimate scriptures in the whole of the Gospels that I know. When I came across this scripture, I was riveted. What it meant is so phenomenal. So after praying for the disciples, Jesus prays for those who come to believe through their message. Through their message. Do you know who that is? Us. We are the ones that have come to believe through their message. But the implication, of course, is that the continuation through the generations of believers up until today and even beyond. But through John, chapters 14, 15, 16 and 17, Jesus speaks about the importance of being in unison with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. The connection is seen in being through the evidence of love. The love the Father has for his Son, Jesus. Jesus' love in the Father and our love in them and their love in us. Isn't that amazing? It's like this totally interwoven interconnectedness that's just happening. It's almost beyond imagination. The word in speaks of relational unity, which is reciprocal. As in the oneness Jesus has with the Father, and he prays that we too can have this intimacy with them and they with us. Now Jesus does not pray this in a whimsical hope. He's not praying that maybe one day or that we will know this when we're in heavenly glory with them. Jesus prays this knowing that this inness, this unity in love, is a factual reality for us in the here and now. Now, guys, just hold on your seats a bit. I'll get to the point. I'm not picking on you. But the dumb thing is we try and make this unity happen in our own ways, when God wants to make this unity happen his way. And sometimes us men can be a bit thick. Our wives come to us in times of stress and tell us all the troubles they've faced that day. And what do? Suddenly our brains kick into rescue mode. Well, I could do this and that, and then in the future, if this crops up again, my dear sweet love will not be so stressed. Aren't I so good, aren't I? So we start to analyse and tell our dear ones what we think is supportive and constructive advice. But guess what? It seems that our incredible wisdom doesn't seem to be helpful at all. Girls, am I hitting the right note here? Jesus, she just wants us and want to give her some time to share about her day. That's it. And to know she is heard. That means that we have to shut up and nod true, genuine, comforting assurance, and maybe let her lean against a strong hug as she speaks. Now, why am I saying this? Because we can all fall into reading what Jesus is saying and think this is our job. We ask ourselves, how am I to make this happen? Let's backtrack a bit. First, who is Jesus asking to make this unity to happen? You got it? It's our Father in heaven. Therefore, whose job is it to create this amazing unity where love can shine through our lives? You got it? Our Father in heaven. Now, you may be asking, then what have I got to do? The answer is simple. Abide in this love and submit to his will. Actually, Ryan, can you just stand up, mate? And just turn around and show us the back of your shirt. It says here, essentials, fear of God. If you want your mates to ask you about Jesus, just wear a shirt like that. Live out your life and trusting in the Lord. That fear is talking about that respect, that reverence that we have in the authority of God. But the answer, so we live out his love and his will. But the dictionary, abide, means to accept or to act in accordance with. Isn't that interesting? In this case, the God of law and love. The theological meaning, to abide, means to remain, dwell, stay in a specific state or relationship. It often signifies enduring, continuing, and maintaining a deep connection or relationship as seen in the context of remaining in Christ. When we do abide in the inness of God, then all he is becomes innately evident in us. I'll say that again, if I can find it. When we do abide in the inness of God, then all he is becomes innately evident in us. As Jesus said, I in the Father, and us in them, and they in us. This inness with God and his inness with us demonstrates to the world the reality of Jesus and his love, that God has sent him into the world. We are the visible evidence of the hope that people can have because his presence is literally seen in us. We get it backward. We kind of think that we have to go out and do all this good stuff and then hope that somehow people will see the love of Jesus through that. No. When we know the love of Jesus in our lives, when we seek that, run toward that, hunger for that, then out of that comes our love and our outreach to others. We are becoming and being who and what God has meant for us to be. It is a love that extends not only to each other in church, but to those in need of Christ as well. The kind of love where we tolerate others' faith or politics or theologies is not the love that is expressed in the unity that is talked about here. No matter how tolerant we can be, there will arise confrontation and disagreement. We cannot have unity with God if we tell him he has to tolerate our willful ways or somebody else's. Our unity comes as we reject the world's way of sin and corruption and ask God to instill his righteous life in us through repentance and forgiveness in Christ. This is a life journey stuff. God designed our humanity to have his identity, that is, in the likeness of Christ. In fact, our humanity is not complete without us having the inness of Christ in us, his nature becoming our nature, which is the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. The world is searching for peace, searching for joy, searching for freedom from condemnation and shame, And they are searching for a sign that brings hope where there is none. A way to live without fear. But they are fighting one another to find salvation in their own way. What all this means is who Jesus is if we come to him, our salvation. God has made us through the inness of Christ and our inness with him to be a sign of what living Christ's salvation is all about. In a sense, Jesus' prayer is a formula to express his love to the world, not by works, as I've just said, but through our love for him. Our journey of faith is not just God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit over there somewhere, but it is vitally important and meant to be actively interwoven into the Trinity. I'll say that again. We are vitally important and meant to be actively interwoven into the Trinity so that the world may believe that the Father has sent Jesus Christ. So let's break this down. We are just as interwoven into the Trinity for God's mission and for salvation. You might as well say that the inness we have with the Trinity and the inness the Trinity has with us makes us a quadrille or a quartet. You know what a quadrille is? A quadrille is like a dance, and a quartet is a four-piece music. A dance is a four-piece dance as well. A piece of music written and sung for four in synchronicity, or a dance with four couples. So the Trinity invites us, humanity, to dance with them, to make music with them that is sweet and beautiful. This is exactly why Jesus prays his prayer. We in the Trinity are like four strands of leather woven into the fabric of life. They in us and us in them, as it is meant to be. Each strand has its purpose. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and us. We are vitally important, and we have been made part of what God wants in his mission of salvation to this world. This interwoven inness, then, is why our faith can be resilient and have strength, and our journey in the Trinity have spiritual integrity. We can sing and dance with God with assurance even through the storms, because God is not simply with us but has interwoven himself into us and woven us into him. Coming to us, Jesus stretches out his hand and invites us and says, come and dance with us. I will lead and you can follow. We will move together as one. Us in you and you in us. It shall be as sublime as a majestic quartet. And those who are watching will also long to be a part of this glorious dance. Amen.